We are going to continue down our agenda, number 12 on our list. And I'm Al Nedved is standing up. We will take a look at the November monthly reports, camping units, and revenue.
Good afternoon again, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. And again, on page 48, you can see a couple reports regarding our camping and revenue for the Division of Parks and Recreation for the month of November. And as you see out today, today's a very good representative day of kind of how November went down this year. It was a very beautiful month, and even though the moisture was a little light, the temperatures were a little bit above average, and boy, made for great opportunities to get out and enjoy some more of that camping and fishing and hiking and all those kind of things in the state parks. So it kind of extended our season a little bit, so we're happy to do that. And as Nick and April mentioned earlier, our parks are open year-round, and it's always great to have folks out there even during the months of November. But as you can see, our camping numbers, at least for the month of November, were up 33%. So it was a good boost for the month of November. And you know, a lot of parks throughout the system saw some good numbers in the month of November. Shade Hill up in Perkins County, that park kind of reigned supreme in the month of November. Very popular place for folks to get some camping in while they're doing a lot of hunting and fishing up there as well. So that was one of our busiest parks there in the month of November. But you know, one thing that we've been looking at the numbers here as the year comes to a close is our lodging numbers, or overnight lodging numbers. Again, as Nick and April informed you a little bit earlier, you know, even this fall we kind of took some test runs at some marketing efforts to try to boost up those overnight lodging numbers in our lodges and modern cabins and our suites and things like that. So we did see a good response to that. We're up 12% for our modern lodging numbers for the year. And we feel that, you know, a good part of that is as a result of some of that targeted marketing. So I think we're going to take some time and kind of evaluate what we felt worked well with that marketing effort there, and hopefully continue that and get the word out about these great facilities that are throughout our state park system there. So and then the next page is the revenue report there. You can see the revenue for the month of November is up 17% for the month of November. And a big part of that is I see our, in addition to the camping numbers for this year, we saw a little bit of boost in November, but our annual park entrance license sticker sales. You know, as you know, our new stickers come out on October 1st for the coming year. And we usually embark on a, you know, very good marketing campaign to get people aware that they can get their next year's stickers starting October 1st. They make great Christmas presents, so we try to get the word out there that if you're struggling with a gift for some folks, that those make great gifts, and I do it every year. It's both planned and some last-minute gift ideas for folks. So so we're seeing some good numbers in the month of November, so that's good that folks are thinking about next year, getting those next year stickers on their vehicles and providing some good gifts there as well. So, and then the other part is the visitation that is not in your booklet, but I do have a draft report there because it takes a little bit longer to get those visitation numbers collected from the field staff and get them assimilated into our database from when the month ends to when the commission meeting takes place. So, but I do have some preliminary numbers, and it shows our visitation is up for November as well. If I can find it. Yeah, we're up about 15% for the month of November for visitation. So you know, one thing that helped a lot of parks, especially on Lake Oahe, is a couple record walleye getting caught. We saw a lot of boat trailers at a lot of ramps that maybe you don't see as much this time of year. But it was fun to see a lot of folks up there, and the weather was very conducive for folks to get up there and chase those big walleyes up there. So a little bit of extended fishing going on Lake Oahe and the Missouri River in general helped us out a lot there too as well. So that's the report for November. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for Al? Al, one question. In November, how often do we see the hunters using the campgrounds?
The chair, yeah, we see a lot of good hunting use in our state parks. You know, usually in October when the pheasant season starts, you know, people will utilize our parks for camping and kind of a base operation for folks. And we've been trying some things as well, trying to do some specific targeting with specific hunting units or permits out there that, you know, maybe if you get a tag in Marshall County, maybe we can get the word out that Roy Lake Resort is a great place to base your hunting operation out of there with a lot of the facilities and things we have like that up there. So we do have a good response. A lot of folks, like say Shade Hills, a very busy place in November with hunters and sportsmen up there to take advantage of the park up there. So we do have a lot of folks that use the parks for that purposes, and we're still trying to, through Nick and April and the communication staff, we're trying to find those good ways to get the word out that these are great places to base your hunting operations out of.
Very good. Thank you. If there are no other questions, thank you very much, Al. Good job.
Thank you.